16-year-old Lucas Chisholm steps into a dark room. A projector casts the room's only light onto a screen. He holds a mock gun with a laser sensor and stands on an X made of tape. He's now a Border Patrol officer. On the screen, a car pulls up to a crossing. Chisholm asks the driver to open his trunk. At first, the man refuses.
I've never been asked to open my trunk before.
Then he agrees, reluctantly.
Fine, I'll open the trunk.
As the driver lifts the trunk, another man pops out, aiming a shotgun right at Chisholm. He doesn't hesitate. The men weren't real, of course, just part of a shoot-don't-shoot training simulator, and Chisholm isn't a Border Patrol officer, but rather a member of Police Explorer Post 103 from Noblesville. He says he was nervous before stepping into the simulator, but feels the Explorer programs prepared him for this type of thing.
First, you have to analyze the situation and see what kind of weapon they have. You have to see if they're posing a threat and if they look like they're going to cooperate with you. So at that split second that they start reaching for the weapon, or they raise it, or they start lunging at you, that's when you have to take action. And
the program's for high school-aged youths interested in policing careers. Each local post advisor is a law enforcement professional, helping teach explorers through activities like ride-alongs, firearm training, and traffic direction what a law enforcement career is like. And at this conference, more than 2,000 youths have gathered to learn from all types of law enforcement officials, from Federal Secret Service representatives to state and local police officers. Many, like Chisholm, say they're already set on donning a badge. That's why the man running the simulator, Bobby Drinkwater, who's an instructor with the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, says an important part of a conference like this is demonstrating how to react in threatening scenarios.
One of the things I try and put towards the young folks that everybody you deal with is a different scenario, different situation. So you have to take all the evidence that you have in front of you and make good decisions based on that.
And, Drinkwater says, it's crucial that officers know how to adjust mentally to the circumstances.
You find yourself in a position where you just left a group of people that was very volatile, and then you come across an issue and you have to check yourself. You find yourself still fairly aggressive, and you have to look at your own self periodically and slow yourself down.
And confronting danger is a big part of the job, and sometimes a dangerous situation can turn tragic.
You can't teach them tragic things that they're going to see.
That's Daryl Trackwell, also an instructor with the Law Enforcement Training Center and a 42-year law enforcement veteran. He says you can teach protocol, but you can't teach officers how to process the darker things they'll see.
There's no way you can teach it. It's part of the unknown. It's part of something you have to experience out there.
Still, he says, those tragedies are few compared to the good things about the job that happen every day.
To assist somebody or help somebody, or the reward is the smile or the hugs that you get, or even somebody buys you a cup of coffee. That is the best part. That is the best part. People that really appreciate your sacrifice.
And back outside the simulator, Chisholm says the balance between being one who protects and one who assists is the thing that draws him to the field.
I, as a child, always wanted to become a police officer. And just the thought of, you know, you go to work one day, you deal with an issue, we could be there, and next day we can be, you know, helping someone buy groceries. You know, to become a police officer, you have to have plenty of experience.
And he says his experience as a police explorer is the first step in that direction. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.